Good morning and welcome to another edition of WMFO from home. I'm Mike on the mic and I'll be with you for 2 hours until 11 a.m. this morning and got some stuff going on today for sure. Today, just before the top of the hour, that is 10 a.m., we'll have WMFO's own Shukri Wrights on to sort of talk about sports in the age of COVID and what he thinks is going on with the announced start of the MLB season. Also, our friend and colleague here at MFO, Mike Stewart, has provided 9 songs in a set that he'd like to play. So we'll do that as well in the 10 o'clock hour. So stick around. There's definitely a lot of good stuff. And speaking of which, I've got new noise to start the whole thing off from one of my favorite bands, the Jayhawks. They have a brand new record this year called XOXO. And I'll tell you, after all these years, it's really nice to hear the sweet harmonies are still there. The musicianship is excellent. And this tune is called Little Victories. And it'll start us off as new noise right here at WMFO in Medford.
On your own, they're mine, all mine. America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
All right, it's WMFO. I'm Mike. How you doing? Thanks for tuning in, as always. We really do appreciate your ears. Let me prove that by telling you what we played here in that first set. We started off with new noise from the Jayhawks' new record called XOXO. That's Little Victories. Just after that, a collaboration between these three, Eddie Vedder, The Strokes, and Joshua Homme. They got together in 2011. It was a live show they called Live From Nowhere Near You, Volume 2. And great cover of Mercy, Mercy Me. And speaking of great covers, Lockie Doley just this year covered a great version of Gimme Some Lovin'. He is somebody who's known around the world as one of the best organ players ever. So that was him singing and playing that organ and giving us a great cover of Gimme Some Lovin'. The Blasters, just after that. Dave and Phil Alvin from the Blasters collection that came out in 1990. That was Marie Marie. And the fifth song of the set was Lucas Nelson and The Promise of the Real. That's Willie's son, of course, from last year. The title track from his record called Turn Off the News, Build a Garden. All right, New Noise coming up in this next set from The Beths, one of my favorite bands from New Zealand, one of the only bands I listen to from New Zealand. They have a new record called Jump Rope Gazers. This is New Noise called Mars, the God of War, right here at WMFO.
Sorry, Brian Wilson, but you were wrong. trendy life in NYC. But that's okay, I'm kicking it with my friends at the 7th Street entry.
Tommy Shea, boys, God use me, a hammer boy. They say singing can help you remember things, so here's some tips for parents out there during these tough times.
Number one!
Make sure your kids wash their hands for 20 seconds after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside.
Two!
Virtual playdates, social and physical distancing can help save lives.
Three!
Tell them they're safe and show your love and pride. Yes, we'll get through this together. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
House full of robbers and thieves, and no sign from the Zodiac. No, 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 no.
for the fear, no joy. And I've been looking for my truth since God was a boy. Try faith in humanity, no, 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 no. But it sure made a man of me, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm a believer in a perfect good, in a world of praise and lies. Yes, I believe in Angela's eyes. Yes, I believe in Angela's
WMFO Medford. How you doing? I'm Mike. Let me tell you what I played in that last set and then let you know what's coming up. Got a guest coming up. Yep. Hang on. I'll tell you about that in a second. I started that set off with The Beths. Their new record is called Jump Rope Gazers. New noise was Mars, the God of War. They sound great, right? That's their sophomore album and no sophomore slump for them. Good stuff. The Shackletons just after that from 2017's second attempt EP, that was Minnesota Girls, another really good second attempt. Boston's own Will Daly after that, from the deluxe version of Golden Walker that came out a couple of years ago, that was Hoist That Rag. Matthew Logan Vasquez, just after that, from 2018's Texas Murder Ballads, that was Sierra Blanca. And the fifth song of the set was Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. He did a solo effort in 2016 called Courting the Squall. That was a really cool track called Angela's Eyes. Okay, stay tuned. I'm going to have Shukri Wrights, WMFO's own Shukri Wrights, coming up after a couple of tracks, and he's going to tell us what we can expect for professional sports in the age of COVID. So don't go anywhere. This is WMFO in Medford.
I say something in the deep, my son's at the park. Streets. Well, I could see and hear, but I couldn't feel or breathe. From tuning out the static world, I've lost a sense of peace, and that's not alright by me. Hear me, y'all, the LA Times, Channel 5, and New York Magazine. They stay in my soul, and I know you know just what I mean. They tear apart the hopeful heart till it doesn't bleed or dream. And that's not all right by me. Oh, on the road that lifts the sun back to the sky. Hold a hand, cry on the shoulder. Don't you know you gotta whistle in the wind and open up your eyes and feel. Hold on to one another, feel again. A brother face down to the ground, screaming mercy, mercy, please.
Mercy, mercy, please.
A man in midnight blue, upon his neck with heavenly, and choked out is alive when there is no hope left to breathe. And that's not all right, but
it's not all right by me. It's not all right by me. is not all right for me. We can't wait. Would it be another name? Whose lives they take? We can't make a move too late. We can't wait. Would it be another name? Whose lives they take? We can't make a move too late. It's not all. This ain't all right by me. It's not all right by me. This ain't all right. This ain't all right. It ain't all right by me. This ain't all right.
I'm not your mother. I'm sticking around. I'm not your father. Trying to screw the whole town. I'm not your brother. I don't need a dime. I'm not your sister. Trying to waste your time. I'm not the tax man knocking at your door. Not the damn dog pissing on the kitchen floor. It's about time you knew I'm just what I told you. One heart and two arms just waiting to hold ya. I'm your lover.
I'm Mike, and just had a real short set there. Played the new one, New Noise Vintage Trouble. It's called Not All Right With Me. And then that was just the great Margaret Glasby from Emotions in Math that came out a little while ago. That was One Heart and Two Arms. Now, hopefully, I have a guest on the line. Shukri, can we hear you?
Yes, you can. Can you hear me?
Oh, fantastic. I love it when things work. It's not that often that it works that way. But how you doing? It's nice to talk to you again.
I'm doing well. Thankfully, on another sunny and hot Saturday here in Metro Boston. Doing well. How are you doing?
Good. On this July 18th, right? It's supposed to be sunny and hot.
I mean, if you look at the forecast the last couple of days, it's been anything but that. I'm not complaining. I love the fact that it was much cooler, but today, in the next couple of days, it's going to be a real scorcher, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. But I know. I look forward to it. I mean, it's what you expect in the summer. So I had started to tell people about how we know each other, and it's from our beloved WMFO, and you have a sports show there. And I know that you just are passionate about this, and you're passionate about radio in general. Give everybody just a little bit of a background about you and your internship experience and how you came to love sports so much.
All right. So I'm from New York, born and raised.
I won't hold that against you.
I appreciate that. I was born and raised in New York, and the Yankees were the team that really got me into sports, frankly, because like in New York, it's the media capital of the world, and when it comes to sports, there's really nothing, no city in the world like that compares in terms of the pressure and the intensity. So as a young man growing up in Brooklyn in particular, like the Yankees were the team that really got me connected into sports. That's where it all started for me, the love of baseball. And when I was in college, actually in my final year of college, I went to Long Island University in New York City, Brooklyn campus. And I saw an opportunity to intern at ESPN New York 98.7 FM, which is one of the two sports radio stations in New York.
Yeah.
And I applied. I really didn't think much of it. I said, you know what? Hey, whatever happens, happens. And I got the call about almost 2 months after I had applied. And when I applied, I just didn't really have a whole lot of expectations. And when I got the call saying, hey, that you've been selected for an interview, it blew my mind. And I spoke with the program director at the time. That conversation went fabulously well. And about a few weeks later, I got a call saying that I had gotten the internship, and it was an absolute thrill of my life up to that point.
Wow.
And I had the opportunity to work with guys like Michael Kay, who's a television play-by-play voice of the New York Yankees, his radio show. Also worked with ESPN New York Tonight with Larry Hardesty. I worked with on a number of different shows and several different terrific producers that work at the station. And that really was my first professional experience into working in sports radio. And from there, like, my passion for radio grew. And at that point, I had knew that I wanted to move to Boston to live here long term. And in that decision was perhaps Boston would be the perfect city to jumpstart my own career path. And through that, interestingly enough, that whole process took about a year and a half. That's a whole different story for a whole different day. And when I moved here, it didn't happen like right away. I went through quite a bit in terms of like, you know, job searching. I had worked at WGBH previously as a canvasser, and as well as some other miscellaneous jobs that I also had worked as well. And about a few months into 2019, I had saw a video, actually, as a matter of fact, from Pete Narizian, and he had, you know, Facebook Live broadcasted his show, and that's how I found about WMFO. And
oh,
I was like, that's strange. And I don't know what it was, but something told me you should look into it and see how you could possibly join and what's the process going to entail.
And
I did exactly just that. And I emailed the program director. I emailed the general manager, and I was told about the trainings and so forth, and what you needed to do in order to have your own radio show and so forth, and the expectations. And I remember. And I mentioned her last Saturday on the 1 year anniversary celebration radio show.
I was just going to say that you've been on for a year, and kind of the rest is history. I mean, it's been a great ride for you.
Yeah, thankfully, and I have to mention Kayla. Kayla was the one who trained me about more than a year ago now, and she deserves a world of credit, and I can't let this opportunity go by without mentioning her, because it was she taught me the ropes, especially at very early on at WMFO, prior to me getting my own radio show and so forth. So she deserves a ton of credit, as well as my mentors in the business as well.
Absolutely. I'm glad that all happened for you that way. So as I was mentioning a little bit earlier, you know, sports, the way that we've known it all of our lives, is just not the same now. Nothing's the same now. So here you are on the spot to do a sports report in this environment. What can you tell us about what's going on with professional sports, Shukri?
Right now, you know, interestingly enough, I was actually thinking about this morning, and I was saying, you know, there's a lot I can pull and grab in terms of, you know, the Red Sox. Their season's going to be starting up in 6 days. Major League Baseball season going to be starting up again in 5 days, and you know, the NHL right now is currently in phase 3 with its return to play policy and so forth. But all of that is actually going to take a back burner as to what I really want to talk about, and that is the major scandal that's beginning to unfold in Washington involving the Washington Redskins, and it is more than just a sports story. And you know, like, for months we've talked about, you know, the big stories and the little stories, you know, like you know, when sports going to come back. But, well, when it comes to a human interest story like this, where we're talking about sexual harassment and especially taking place in the offices of a professional sports team, this is something that I can't brush aside and ignore. And I thought this morning would be a good opportunity to actually talk about it ad nauseum, because it needs to be talked about, and it's something that that absolutely needs to address.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So do you feel that sports should come back in this environment?
I do. I really do. And I at first I was against it, but the more I really thought about it, and I'm speaking for both selfish reasons and as well as unselfish reasons.
I understand that completely. Yeah.
There is an enormous importance that sports does play in American society, and even in the world, but especially in American society. And, you know, having gone four months without it at this point, I feel that that we all could really use some sort of live sports, although it will be without fans. We this is definitely something that we need, and we definitely need something to be able to have to look forward to. And I think baseball provides that, given that they play every single day. And, you know, and baseball coming back in 5 days officially is something that couldn't have come at a better time for all of us.
I agree, and I hope that it goes okay. I mean, there's so many unanswered questions, aren't there? You know,
yeah, for sure. Especially when it comes to the NFL, and the NFL is the league that actually has me the most concerned. And the reason being is because they don't have a concrete plan. In fact, J.J. Watt tweeted out the other day, you know, at probing the NFL, like, okay, what is their plan? What is the plan moving forward in terms of COVID-19? Safety for the players, what's going to happen if a player tests positive for COVID-19, and that hasn't been answered. And the thing that I find to be the most frustrating in all of this is that when you think about it, the league had 4 months to plan this.
Yeah.
4 months since the start of the pandemic. And it, you know what's interesting, Mike, and I want to make this point very abundantly clear. When the league decided that they were going to have the virtual NFL draft sometime in late March, early April, I said, you know what, this is terrific. This is great. Hopefully, by the time we get to the summer months, they will have, in fact, a plan in place for the players, the coaches, the training staff, because football is the one sport where if you are not careful... I mean, this applies to all sports, but if you are not careful, especially when you consider the amount of players, coaches, training staff, that's all part of the team, that the consequences can be the most dire and it can be the most severe. And the fact that here we are on July 18th, 4 months after the pandemic began, the NFL doesn't have a plan in place. And what J.J. Watt had brought to the attention to social media on Twitter and as well as sports media in itself is something that I feel that it needs to be seriously looked at. And the NFL still blowing full ahead with the intention of starting on time. And frankly, this is the time now where I think the league and the players, but especially the players, they need to come to the forefront and say, Commissioner Goodell, what's the plan exactly? Because right now there is no plan. And that in itself is actually scary and very worrisome.
It's not only scary, it's unacceptable, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's unacceptable. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right. Wow. I think that's the bottom line point of sports at this time in our lives. Shukri, I want to thank you so much for joining today. And would you tell everybody when they can catch your show on pre-recorded WMFO?
Sure. The Shukri Wright Show is hosted every Saturday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. I will not be on the airwaves today. I am off today. I'm taking the day off. I will not be on. But you can catch it next Saturday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., 91.5 FM, WMFO, streaming globally worldwide on WMFO. And if you're in the United States, you can stream it nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app as well. And if you missed the pre-recorded broadcast, you could actually catch it on podcast on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Anchor, Apple, and Google Podcasts as well.
Wow, you've got it covered. Thanks again, Shukri. I really appreciate it. We'll do this again for sure.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you so much, Mike, for having me.
All right. All right. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Okay. This is Mike on the Mic. This is Mark Skin Radio. And that was Shukri Wright from WMFO. Definitely a great sports show to catch either here or on WMFO or any of those podcasts that he was talking about. So next, I've got Mike Stewart from WMFO coming up. But I'm going to play a new noise. It's by a band that I grew up with called Pretenders. And I played this before when the advanced single was released. But this was just officially released 2 days ago. Their new record, Hate for Sale. This is a great song. It's like a time machine going back to the